You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Animal Planet's Whale Wars. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Whale Wars news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Whale Wars.
Welcome, welcome. I'm joined here today, again, solely with Ben Bottomley.
Hello.
How are you, Ben?
I'm excellent. I'm excited.
Why? Because of the episode or just because it's just us?
Because next episode, not us. I'm sorry. I can't hear
you. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So let's just listen to this crap.
Okay.
All right, Ben, why are we listening to this?
Well, for those of you who aren't regular listeners, 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. We had some trolls, I guess the proper term would be. They called in asking us for various SpongeBob things, such as Krabby Patties.
They asked us why we weren't covering SpongeBob SquarePants. And you know what? We could cover. However, we will certainly not cover SpongeBob SquarePants on Whale Wars. We'll do SpongeBob SquarePants on the SpongeBob SquarePants show. That's how that works, you trollers out there. Yeah. Anyway, so here you are this week. Gojira had found the Nishumaru, and this week it's all about keeping up with them because we've lost them once before, Ben.
That was great.
That wasn't great. No. And so the whole goal of tonight is to get the Bob Barker to get there for reinforcement because obviously the Nishumaru is headed for the ice. Now, before we get into all that, here's what I actually thought of. You want to stop the whalers? You want to find the Nishumaru right off the bat? Why don't you start your campaign in Tokyo? Right where the damn Nishumaru is. All right, they're pulling out of port. Let's pull out of port. Doesn't that make sense?
That does make sense. Just be on their tail the whole time. They can't do anything.
Exactly, because it especially got me thinking, okay, they've been searching for 2 months. You don't need to search. If you lose them, you lose them. Okay, that's on you. But there you go. They're going to be, you know where they're starting out from. So just be there. In fact, just go, you know. Now that you have them, okay, forget it. The past is the past. Now that you have them, and whatever, we'll get into the predictions about the Japanese media, quote, stopping whaling. But just tail them to port, and then just chill out. Relax. You're there.
Just whatever. They don't need to do anything. They just need to be there.
Sounds like a good plan to me. What about you?
I think that would work.
Why hasn't anyone thought of that? Why am I like, is this a genius idea? Like, I mean, it seems so simple to me.
I was going to use the same word. You're a genius.
No, but I'm really not. It just seems so simple. I don't get it. Anyway, obviously, the worry of tonight's episode is that the Gojira has fiberglass. What do they call it? Fiberglass, right?
Yeah, it's made of fiberglass.
And so the hull can't sustain growlers and or ice. Growlers are ice, of course. So we try to prop foul the hell out of this ship.
This 8,000-ton ship?
How much? I mean, Ben, you're a boat guy, right?
Okay.
To a degree, right?
Sure.
Are you not? Am I making that up?
I don't know what you mean by a boat guy.
You've been on a boat and your dad knows boat and you know terminology about a boat, right?
Yes.
Okay, then you're a boat guy.
Sure.
Therefore, okay, so what the hell kind of profile do we need to stop that damn boat? It, What was interesting, it just kept going faster and faster. So what the hell? Did you, like, throw prop speeders? Or whatever the hell you want to call them? Like, what the hell was going on?
I don't know, but they obviously needed something a lot bigger. I was looking at that rope thinking, really, you're going to try to stop that with this rope?
Okay, I don't understand.
I mean, it's worth a try, but I didn't see it working.
How much bigger is this damn ship? I mean, one damn prop fowler pretty much stopped the Yushinmaru number 3.
Yeah.
How many effing things do you need? And they had ropes, they had chains, they probably had whale line. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you could see they had a little online fact thing that said the bow of the
six mission, stories high.
Yeah. And you see shots like this where you see the Gojira compared to it. Not like this, but you see shots like that. This ship is 40 tons. That one weighs 8,000. It's a bit bigger. And there's a great shot where you see the Bob Barker tailing this ship, and it looks at least like twice its size. It's ridiculously huge. And I'm fairly certain the harpoon boats are smaller than the Bob Barker.
Well, we know that to be a fact.
Yeah, I just don't really remember that.
You know what? I'm still pondering over the fact that, okay, you're going to slow down a ship with basically paintballs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's, again, I don't think the best use of your time.
No.
I would have thrown out small boats and commandeered that ship and been like, okay, you guys want to hit the ice? We can hit the ice, but I'm going with you.
Yeah. They definitely could have done something better than just deface the name of the ship. Sure, it's like a statement, but it's not going to do anything to help them.
By the way, you really want to be a pirate and go all nuts? Here's what you do. The Yushinmaru is heading to the icebergs. You follow them straight in behind them, so they're basically clearing the ice. However, if you all of a sudden get a hole, you send out a distress signal. As we learned in the past, guess what? It's their duty now to respond. And guess what? Now you're going to be on their boat.
Right.
So guess what? You sacrifice a ship. That's all well and good. But they're going to have to now save you. That's fine. They have to. Yeah. Otherwise, so you're risking your life because they may not actually save you. But then that's illegal for them to do.
Yeah.
They would be violating law, and the persecution they would face is tremendous.
It is, but that's also quite the sacrifice. Like, that ship is the... Didn't they say it's one of the most expensive ships in the world? And they
What's it
going
to take to
three.
Stop whaling? What's it going to take?
I guess not the Gojira.
It better. I mean, we got to do something.
Well, wait an episode.
We'll find out. And, I mean, I can't believe we're approaching the season finale.
Yeah, what episode are we on? 8?
9.
9,
I believe. Yeah, they do about 10 per season. But, so they just kept profiling. And it just, in many ways, it sucked every time they called the Bob Barker. Like, hey, guys, where are you guys? Yeah, we'd appreciate it if you could slow them down.
Yeah.
Because then we could catch up.
Then we could actually get there and do something. But
we can't really catch up. In fact, we're farther. Not to give you some bad news there, but we're actually, yeah. That would have made me go nuts.
Yeah. And it was so depressing. They all looked so confident, like, when they were building the Super Fowler. Like, this is 100% going to work. Definitely. This is definitely going to shut them down. No, I didn't see it working either. I mean, it was a lot of stuff in there, but no.
You know what? Here's the thing. If they had all metal chains, and that was the prop fowler, you throw that, and then hopefully as they're going through the ice, the end of the chain gets caught on an iceberg. Boom! Done, baby! That would have been amazing to see.
How would that work?
Okay, so you have the prop. So it's stopped, right? And obviously, it kind of, I guess, tangles around the propeller, and that's what makes it slow down, or however the hell it works. However, in this case, whatever, you're going to have a certain amount of dangling left over. again, if they had a really long metal chain. And therefore, you know, as you're going through, that's basically, you know, swinging every which way. Oh, it catches on an iceberg tip or whatever, you know, and just hooks on, done. I'm not saying there's probably like a 5% chance that would happen.
Yeah.
But that would be amazing, Ben.
That'd be pretty cool. And then they could just mess with them more or take the boat themselves.
They could. So the Nishimaru, as predicted, it goes straight for the ice. The Gojira goes around, which was pretty pimp.
Yeah.
A smart play.
I think they've tried that before and failed.
No, that was the Steve Irwin. The Steve Irwin could not do something like that.
Yeah. I'm just thinking previous seasons, but I don't remember. But yeah, it was impressive that they actually were able to catch them on the other side.
And how ballsy of the Nishun to try to ram them. Like, come on.
Yeah. How are they going to explain that? Well, I guess they tried to, but...
All right, well, let me explain this to me, Ben. All right, if you have a boat in the middle of the water, right, and you're just chilling, no boat can really, like, that's your spot then. It's like, do you know basketball?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's basically like an offensive, it's a charge, right? Because the defense is standing there, it's taking its position. If it's not moving, it's all good. Now you have Nishimaru coming that way. That's a charge, my friend.
Yeah.
That is a foul and a half.
That is. And, I mean, it's not like, oh, it was accidental. They were in our way. I mean, sure, they were pretty close to you, but you look at, like, there's so much open space. You're in Antarctica, but no, you just happened to ram into the one other ship in this...
Exactly, and that's where if I was the Gojira, I would have literally stopped all engines. I would have gotten out my fishing rod and been like, gotten out my cigarettes and been like, "Yep, just fishing. Come and ram me."
I dare you.
Exactly, and I what is the ICRWhale.org crap from the Japanese?
Yeah, I saw that. What is that? Have you?
Oh,
been
that's
to
their
ICR
that's their
whale.org?
That's their BS research crap. Yeah, research my ass.
I think we should go to ICRWhale.org.
I'm going to try right now real quick. In the meantime, Ben, give your opinions.
I kind of did, but...
What, that's it?
No. Well, we're seeing, you know, the... I love this part. They're getting all excited because they splattered the deck. And
oh, yeah,
they're getting
paint.
Yelled at because they're too enthusiastic.
Here we go. I got the Japanese version of the site now. It's just hopefully switched over to the American site. Okay. Let's see. Research programs. Let's see what they got. What you... Okay, so we got illegal harassment, terrorism against ICR research. Yep, that's definitely the Gojira attempts to sabotage the Nishimaru. Yep, I'm sure. Yep, Congratulations. Let's see what else is in the headlines. Japan joint site survey, new publications list. I'm trying to get to the let's check out their pamphlet. Yes, we slaughter whales, and the research that we do is, let's see.
Non-existent.
Okay, wait, hold on, here we go. Research results.
Oh, what do they have there?
All right, let's see. The JARPA was conducted during the austral summer seasons from 1987-88 to 2005. The JARPA had 4 main objectives: estimation of biological parameters to improve the stock management of the southern hemisphere minke whale. What does that even mean? Education of the role of whales in the Antarctic marine ecosystem. Okay. Why do you need to kill them for that? I don't understand. The outcome is that we now know more about the status of whale stocks and whale biology than at any time in history, and this knowledge continues to increase each year. I would hope so. Like, what, all of a sudden you would lose research? Where does it go?
Where did I put that research folder?
I know. That would suck. Okay, let's see here. Yeah. Basically, there's no research being done here. Yeah, is the results? I don't understand the results. Like what?
They know more about whales. They know more about what cells.
What didn't you know about whales? Like, what do you need to know about whales, really?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Don't kill them. How about that?
Let them live.
Anyway, so then the Bob Barker saves the day and comes into the picture.
Yes.
And they all of a sudden, so now they're tailing them. But then the Yushin Maru number 3, which we thought was dead in the water, comes back.
From the dead.
They do. And, you know, it was actually surprising. I had forgotten that, that they can still, and in fact, what a dirty trick. Let's steal a whale right in front of the Sea Shepherds.
Yeah. Like when they shot the whale right in front of Chris Altman when he's right overhead.
That's, yes.
That was pretty messed up.
That is. And I've never heard this number before, but it takes 30 seconds for them to unload a whale onto the factory ship.
That seems really quick, but I wouldn't know.
That seems very quick.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on, you know, everything here, like, okay, we're going to go after the Nishin Maru. All right, we'll be there in 10 hours. You know what I mean? When that's your time scale, and,
yeah,
you know, the woman said at best, she's like, well, how long does it take? 10 minutes? And, you know, even that to me sounded like, oh, well, wow, that's
that
pretty fast.
Quick, yeah.
And then Peter Hammond is like, oh, God, no, 30 seconds tops. You're like, oh.
Wow, that is pretty fast.
That is very fast.
Yeah.
That is insanely fast. But I like the commitment of Alex, our captain of Bob Barker, saying, like, yep, they want to do that, come through me.
I can guarantee it's not going to happen.
We need better weapons. You know what? We need to, no offense, we need to sink some ships.
We do. I've seen their sunk list. They need to increase that.
Yeah.
I think there need to be about 4 more on that list.
Yeah, the Yushin Maru, and it's one of those things, like, it's one of those films, you know, where the bad guy, you know, they kind of capture the good guy, and then they, let's say the proverbial, they hang down a tank of poison, and they slowly and slowly get lowered, right?
Right.
Well, by the end, good guy gets away somehow, right?
Usually.
Why not? You know what? We had the Yushin Maru dead in its tracks. Just sink it. There you go. Just sink it. It's gone. It's dead.
Never have to worry about it again.
Exactly.
It's gone. Like that rapid fire acid launcher, that was a start.
That
Why
was.
Don't you switch out the acid for something a little different?
You know, and you want to stop whaling? Stop whaling.
Just stop it. We're giving you good advice, Sea Shepherd. Take it.
And you know what? I can see some people being pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
But I don't think at the end of the day, if you really presented the case, is the world a worse place without the whale research? Are we not going to get through our daily lives without the whale research? I've been doing pretty good without some damn whale research.
Yeah, I've gotten by.
And I'm pretty sure, you know what, and then at the end of the day, if you really want to help support the Japanese, it's probably because you like whale meat. So just, you know what, just go ahead and say you like damn whale meat. You'll probably get punished for it, but just say that's what you like.
Everyone knows that's what you're saying anyway. Why hide it?
Exactly. And so that's where we kind of basically left off. Steve Irwin is 5 days behind. It's fast approaching, but they basically left it all up to the season finale.
Yes.
And so, any last thoughts before we head to a commercial and then just basically give our predictions for this season finale?
No.
All right, Jesse, get us to a commercial.
Is about.
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
Good television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
There we go. This is the last time we'll hear it for this season.
Well, second to last.
Third to last, technically, but you know what I'm saying.
Whatever. Close enough.
I mean, this is going to be nuts, Ben. Can't believe we're on the season finale.
Yeah, it went by quickly.
Question. It's Shark Week on Animal Planet.
It was Shark Week.
I feel like they should have had maybe a shark involved with this.
What, isn't Shark Week Discovery?
Oh, it is Discovery.
Yeah.
Never mind.
There you go.
Thank you for clearing that up, Ben.
A whole different network. So, we've left it all on the line.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
All right, Ben, what are your predictions?
It's going to be awesome, and we're going to win.
Well, all right, so the Japanese released a statement, we've stopped whaling.
Yeah.
And clearly, as they say, that's not the case or whatever, they're not turning back.
It doesn't
back.
Appear to be the case. They're not heading home. From what they can tell, they're not done whaling.
So what the hell? That, by the way, that has to be some violation.
Is it? I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
Ben, if I say I'm not going to shoot anybody, right?
Right.
And I shoot somebody. Now, first off, that's a law in itself.
Yes.
Second off, yeah.
Yeah.
If I say I'm not going to do something and I do something, then that's a violation of what I said I wouldn't do.
But I don't think if you lie, that's like punishable by law. Unless, of course, your action is illegal and shooting someone is definitely illegal.
Well, whaling is technically illegal unless you're doing it for, quote, research.
Which they are. So they do have a quota. So it would technically, they are technically protected by law. If
supposedly.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's one of those I feel like in the scientific community, if you say, research has ended, great, we're going to stop whaling. That means, okay, your research period is over.
And you're done.
You're done whaling. No more research to be had. You can't just all of a sudden turn around and be like, did you have time to really analyze the data? Oh, I don't think so. No. So, yeah. Congratulations. Anyway, I'm excited for the Steve Irwin to get there. I'm excited. We got to get the Gojira involved somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be an all-out battle. You're going to have all the Yushins come. You're going to have the Sea Shepherds there. We got to have a battle royale.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone will be sunk.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's not one of the
I hope they all get sunk.
That would be
all
pretty...
down the line. Let's go. Whalers, you too. Every last boat of yours. And then you know what?
That would make for a good TV.
We'll see who and someone will be saved by the whales. We'll find out who. I think I have a pretty good opinion who would be saved by the whales if that was to happen. And, all right, thank you for listening. It has been Ben Bottomley and myself, Phil Svitek. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate the downloads on iTunes. And as always, let your friends know. That's all we ask. And if you have a mobile phone, such as, a smartphone, so whether the iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, whatever, download the Stitcher app. You can listen to us on the go. And that's it for us. We're very excited. We'll bring you the season finale as well as the reunion.
War stories?
We'll cover all of that. All
right.
So we'll be back next week. And you know what? We want to see World Wars end, but we don't because it's such a good series. Anyway, thanks for listening. Tune in next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
From
producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.